Next, we'll play a game where we shorten film titles, like the movie Taken. Why can't it just be Took? Let's meet our contestants. First up, Sarah Goldstein on buzzer number one. You work in music publicity. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. Your opponent is Brian Norton on buzzer number two. You're an actuary focused on natural disasters. Welcome.
Hi there.
Remember, Sarah and Brian, first of you who wins two of our games will move on to the final round at the end of the show. Let's go to your first game. Sarah, who would you thank first in your Oscar speech?
I would have to say my parents. I feel like they'd be really disappointed and lord it over me for the rest of my life if I did not thank them first.
Nice.
Also, they're here.
Hi. Okay, got
Hello.
It. Brian, who would you thank first in your Oscar acceptance speech?
I would also thank my parents, who are also here.
Got it.
Very creative. Mostly because they once told me that every time they yelled at me, they would then go into another room and laugh hysterically. And they were great actors, so
they would
if
yell
I was an actor.
I think your parents are sociopaths. Sure, it's fine. You seem fine. You just work with natural disasters, so this is a word game called And the Scar Goes To. We've removed the first letter from one of the words in a movie's title and rewrote the plot to match the new title. Puzzle Guru Cecil Baldwin, I really hope you have an example.
Oh, yes, I do.
Good.
So if I said, in this Coen Brothers film, Josh Brolin works as a Hollywood doctor trying to rid movie star George Clooney of a terrible stomach ache, you would answer, Hail Caesar, which is Hail Caesar, with the first letter of one of the words removed.
Don't worry about it. Okay. It's going to be fine.
Cool.
Oh.
My recommendation is ring it in, just talk it out. So buzz in to answer, and here we go. This film gets a new twist when the Red Queen regrets trying on the Mad Hatter's hat and spends the rest of the movie combing through the March hair looking for nits. Sarah.
It's definitely Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
So just going to go on that.
So you're just going to remove a letter?
Yeah.
And
Lace in Wonderland?
Oh. I think you're very close. And as soon as you hear the answer, you're going to kick yourself. But
oh,
I'm
no.
going. It's But you did,
I'm
you did great. Brian, can you steal?
I think so. Lice in Wonderland?
Lice in Wonderland.
Oh, it's just because I don't know how to say words correctly.
This 2012 film stars Channing Tatum as a young Dwight Eisenhower, working as a male stripper in Tampa, Florida, to secure a loan for tuition at West Point. Sarah.
I got this one. Magic Ike.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm just going to let Channing Tatum as Dwight Eisenhower just hang
stripping.
There. For this clue, we need the help of today's guest musician, Julian Villard.
Here's to the words that bind, clauses that you may find. Here's to the buts, the fors. Here's to the yets, the nors.
Sarah.
La La and.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well done.
In this thriller, bus driver Sandra Bullock guzzles a big gulp and desperately tries to hold it in while Keanu Reeves looks for the nearest bathroom. Brian, eat.
No. So close. Sarah, can you steal?
I know what it is, and it's not coming to me. This is really frustrating.
All right, the correct answer...
I know it's about driving.
Is peed.
Speed with the S removed. All right, this is your last clue. During the Cold War, an American baker, played by Tom Hanks, helps the CIA, that's the Culinary Institute of America, facilitate an exchange of recipes with the Soviet Union. Brian.
Bridge of Pies.
Yeah, that's right. Puzzle Guru Cecil Baldwin, how did our contestants do?
All right, so it's a tie.
All right.
Here's your tiebreaker question. Evolutionary and biblical beliefs come together in the story of a man compelled to build a giant vessel to save genetically engineered dinosaurs before a torrential rain threatens to wipe out all of life on Earth. Sarah.
Jurassic Ark.
Yeah!
Sarah, well done. You are one step closer to the final round.
If dropping a letter in that quiz was easy for you, drop us a letter and be a contestant on our show. Go to amatickets.org to find out how. Coming up, we've got a game about cheap dates. And of course, the ultimate cheap date is listening to our show together while driving one of your Teslas. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.